أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم. The ayats that we've been discussing was the objections and the mockery of the Quraysh of Makkah with regards to the concept of the hereafter, the concept of the day of judgment, reckoning, resurrection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to deal with that. And the very first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about, that you objectors, why don't you look at how you were created from one clot of semen or sperm? Allah created you and then you became perfect human, and together with that you began to dispute. Number two, out of all, you began to present examples and similitudes and parables of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst you forgot your own creation. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it very clear that if you look at all the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has been so powerful in the creation, and Allah initiated creation. And hence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resurrect on the day of Qiyamah is not any difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَيْسَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَن يَخْلُقَ مِثْلَهُمْ. That it is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for that being who created the skies and the earth, does that being in of the being that created the skies and the earth not have the power of creating something similar to that? Bala, nay, never. That is never the case. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies, and if Allah ta'ala so desires, Allah ta'ala can create another seven skies. Allah created the earth, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah can create the equal and even more of each planet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the absolute creator. Allah is the sublime creator. There is no creator that is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rather there is no being that is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any aspect of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says al-alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the full knowledge of how to create. Innama amruhu idha arada shay'a. First Allah spoke about his creation, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to something that is even beyond that. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that his matters are of such a nature that idha arada shay'an, if Allah ta'ala merely intends something, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely intends something, أَن يَقُولَ لَهُ كُن, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala merely says the word kun, and fayakun, that the word kun means to be, to become, come into being, fayakun, and then it comes into being. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's just an intention and there's just a command, and whatever Allah ta'ala so has intended, Allah ta'ala will create in that way. But we find that the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of two forms. One is the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, which is most complete and perfect, that Allah ta'ala uses this command of the word kun and things come into being. And we also found that in the creation of the skies and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the gradual creation of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created gradually in a period of 6 days, and that is according to the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes and he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, that being, is so glorious. بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. In his hands is the dominion of everything. He is the king of everything. Everything is in his governance. Everything is under his supervision. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. And everything will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes the surah, showing us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of everything, everything is in the dominion of Allah's, everything is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control, then why should we doubt the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and the ability. This was a very brief explanation of Surah Yasin, that now when we read it on a daily basis, inshallah, we'll have some idea of this beautiful message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, and inshallah, day by day, the dosage will increase, and we will find that these are the steps we take towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept it. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of isale sawab for all our marhumeen, our satiza, our ustads, our teachers, all those that were involved in teaching us deen. And may Allah ta'ala make it a means of our emancipation in the hereafter. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen wa ala alihi tahirin wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. O most merciful Allah, it's only your karam. Allah is your mercy. Allah, you sent us this Quran and this kitab. O Allah, it's our zulm and O Allah, it's our transgression that we didn't bother about learning this kitab, Ya Allah. But you've given us these opportunities to learn and teach this kitab of yours, Allah. Accept our learning, accept our teaching. O most merciful Allah, make it a means of our hidayat and guidance. Allah, make it a means of hidayat and guidance for our families. O most merciful Allah, make it a means of isale sawab for all the marhumeen in the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Most especially, Ya Allah, our asatiza, our ustads, and all those through whom deen had come to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of isale sawab for them, a means of rahat and comfort for them in the hereafter. O most merciful Allah, O most kind Allah, give us the tawfiq. O Allah, give us the ability, O Allah, to hold on to this kitab of yours. Allah, grant us the love of the Quran Kareem. Allah, make this Quran our companion. Allah, make it our companion in this world, at the time of maut and in the akhirat, in the qabr. O most merciful Allah, make us amongst the reciters of the Quran Kareem day and night, Allah, that it becomes our occupation, O Allah, throughout during the day and during the nights of our lives, O Allah. Make us amongst those that will understand the message of the Quran, those will practice the message of the Quran, and those will propagate the message of the Quran Kareem. Allah, accept us. Allah, accept our families. Allah, accept our children for the khidmat of your deen and the services of your deen. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu wa sallama ala an-nabiyyil karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.